This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, today we have a chance to catch up with one of our friends from Jersey County. Tom Moore farms with his family near Jerseyville and says they've finished harvest for the year. Tom and I talked about yields and field conditions, fall calving, and, of course, the big livestock show in Louisville.
Harvest went pretty smooth. It was extremely dry, and we still are extremely dry over here. This last few rains, we just got a couple tenths. We had about an inch and a half there between three rains, so we've been able to roll right through. But, you know, our corn crop, I consider it a little below average. I mean, we was extremely dry, and we've been dry all fall. You know, we're going to probably average in that high 150s. We shelled a lot of 140 to 170 bushel corn. Very little 200 bushel corn. Soybean-wise, surprisingly, the yields was just as good as last year. And, you know, we're probably going to average around 60 bushel, I'd say, in the high 50s anyway on them.
Sounds pretty good. When we talk about soybeans, a lot of guys said weed pressure just varied from field to field. It kind of depended on where their farm was located. Did you have a lot of weeds in your beans this year, or how did things look there?
We switched over to 100% Xtend beans and had the cleanest beans and the best, you know, by far the cleanest beans we've had in years. Very happy with them, and we're going to plant all Xtends next year.
So sounds like you're pretty happy with that new technology then.
Oh, it's very much needed. I wish people would get on board with it, and I've had several neighbors say, you know, after seeing yields and this and that they were going to start planting them next year. For this water hemp, I had some double crop beans there. We was a little concerned about spraying Xtend late because we had some big beans around it, and we just had weeds out the yin-yang and then double crops.
Well, glad that the new technology worked for you. Always great to hear good reports on that. You guys also have cattle on your farm and had some recent calving here for the fall season.
Yeah, we start calving in there about, it was a little, maybe a week or two later starting, but about the 15th of September. We've probably had 40, and we're getting, you know, down to downhill. We've probably got six or seven cows yet to calve here in the next couple of weeks with our shorthorn herd. And, of course, this week we're getting prepared. We're going to take five head down to Louisville to the North American International to show this week, along with some Dorset sheep and that we raise here. And so it's an exciting time. My work crew right now went from harvest mode to show mode. So I've been trying to get some fall tillage done with some. We thought we need to get some more deep ripping with this dry time, and so we've been running two rippers here the last couple of days.
Well, definitely a busy time of year, and talking about the show in Louisville, that's a pretty big competition, isn't it?
Oh, it's by far the biggest indoor competition, you know, in the United States as far as livestock. You know, the shorthorn herd, so down there we'll have probably 300 head from all over the United States, and then even some come down from Canada. So it's a great way to showcase your herd and get out and see the new genetics. If you've never been, it's worth the trip to drive down there even for a day to watch, just to walk through the trade show and all the livestock exhibits.
As far as deciding what cattle you're going to take down and show, do you base that off of how well they've performed throughout the show circuit over the summer months, or, you know, what all goes into deciding that?
That's pretty a lot of it. And then along, we're taking a couple bulls that, you know, we think customers might be interested in buying that we're going to show. And then we've got our two big heifers are the heifers that have done the most winning all summer. One heifer won her class in National Junior Show, and she was reserved grand in Missouri. And then we've got a Shorthorn Plus heifer that was reserved at the Illinois State Fair and won Missouri. So we've kind of kept them in the show barn and worked with them all fall, and this will be their last show for them two females.
And for that show, how long does that last, or what days does that take place this month?
Well, presently down there, the dairy and the swine was this past weekend, and they're finishing up here, I think, today. And then the beef come in, and their shows start, I think, Friday or Saturday, and one run through next Thursday, along with the sheep shows. So next weekend's a really big weekend down there. I mean, they'll have the rooms in Louisville all full, and there could easily be 4,000 head of cattle down there, along with sheep, too.
And I imagine it's a time that you get a visit with old friends and meet some new faces, too.
Oh, it's a great way. Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, it's a county fair of that. You see people you only see maybe a couple times a year. And it's a way to, you know, reunite what's been going on in your life and your families and how you're hurt, you know, what's been working for you genetic-wise and your herd. So, yeah, it's a great time, too.
All right, sounds good. Tom, we wish you guys the best of luck. Hope that you guys do well showing in Louisville. The next couple weeks sounds like you're going to be showing cattle and working ground. Anything else on the agenda that you'll be working on?
Oh, that's kind of it, trying to slow down a little bit. We got our county fair banquet Saturday night, and I'm the treasurer, so I'm looking forward to that. You know, we'll kind of give a recap. We invite all of our volunteers throughout the year that help us at the fair and have a meal for them and update how the fair went and everything. So we just move on from one thing to the next.
Once again, that report comes from Tom Moore of Jersey County, and I did find out about the North American International Livestock Exposition that will be taking place at the Kentucky Expo Center until November 16th. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.